Hare Krishna. Today was a very special day during which we spent many hours associating with the holy name and with each other in the process. And the whole experience was made even more beautiful and sublime by being in Terekadamba, which is filled with extraordinary sweetness and mercy from Krishna and Balaram and their friends and cows, and for us especially by Srila Rupa Goswami. One of the common themes in Rupa Goswami's prayers that Burijan Prabhu read to us at Terekadamba was Vrindavan, that he is crying out to the king and queen of Vrindavan, while himself being in the forest of Vrindavan. And we thought to begin the evening session by reading Sri Vrindavan Astika by Srila Rupa Goswami, in which he glorifies the sweetness of Vrindavan. Burijan Prabhu and I will take turns and read one verse each. Text one. Yes, he's in each verse, Srila Rupa Goswami prays to Vrindavan for shelter. May Vrindavan, which is fragrant with a gentle breeze that makes the lotuses in the Yamuna rock to and fro, where there are groves of kadamba trees, and there are many gopis, their hearts blossoming with happiness by hearing the music of Lord Mukunda's flute, be my shelter. So I'll put together the first and last words, and you can repeat them after me as the refrain of each of the verses. May Vrindavan be my shelter.
This is so amazing because this is Srila Rupa Goswami's vision of Vrindavan. This is what he's seeing, with the lotuses on the Yamuna going to and fro, and the sound of the flute perhaps making the hearts of the gopis go to and fro. May that Vrindavan be my shelter, which is fragrant, Maharaj read. It is so fragrant. Here's the second verse that describes his vision. May Vrindavan, where Lord Brahma and other Jagat Gurus desire to be born even as a blade of grass, and which, even though it is a forest, it is many thousands of times more opulent, beautiful, charming, and sweet than the spiritual cities of Vaikuntha. May Vrindavan be my shelter.
May Vrindavan be my shelter.
May Vrindavan, where the fragrance of the eternally blossoming flower vines fills the goddess of fortune with wonder, and where the bumblebees in the trees, filled with very sweet honey, are poets who bow down and recite eloquent prayers, be my shelter. May Vrindavan be my shelter.
Be my shelter. Each one is like a picture, a beautifully painted picture of words. May Vrindavan, which is decorated with blades of grass that bear the charming, gracefully marked footprints and playful toenail prints of the youthful divine couple of Braja, who were as glorious as a monsoon cloud and lightning, may Vrindavan be my shelter.
May Vrindavan be my shelter.
Who can remember something from that I just read? Raise your hand if you can remember. Yes. Bollier. Yes. This is the thank you. This is the main point. That the dust of Vrindavan is marked with the footprints of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. When we heard, and you also heard, in the very early days when Prabhupada was in Los Angeles, this some kirtaneer from Vrindavan visited Prabhupada in the Los Angeles temple. Were you there then? And Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasana, and she gave Prabhupada a container of dust from Vrindavan. Now, all the devotees there were new devotees, and they didn't know very much. And do you remember what Prabhupada did? Do you know?
I thought he put some in his mouth.
Yes. So as the devotees watched, they were amazed. She gave Prabhupada a container of dust. And Prabhupada took some and went. And the devotees went. It is marked with the footprints of Radha and Krishna. The dust of Vrindavan. Brihad Bhagavatamrita glorifies the dust of Vrindavan. What three things does Brihad Bhagavatamrita say that are most potent? The dust of Vrindavan, Giriraj, Govardhan, and the Yamuna. The dust of Vrindavan. May Vrindavan be my shelter. Did we say that for that one? May Vrindavan be my shelter. We can say it in extra time.
May Vrindavan, where the moving and inert creatures celebrate a festival of great happiness by seeing the glory of Srimati Radharani's beautiful pastimes, and where the deer taste the nectar of Lord Krishna's sweet flute music, be my shelter. May Vrindavan,
may Vrindavan
be my shelter.
Be my shelter.
You could say something.
The flute song of Sri Krishna enchants the minds and hearts of all the residents of Vrindavan. And it is said that when the moving creatures hear the sound of Krishna's flute, they become stunned and they become non-moving. And when the non-moving creatures hear the sound of Krishna's flute, they become enlivened with ecstasy and they become moving creatures. So the flute causes them to reverse their natural conditions in ecstasy. It's described that when the cows hear the sound of Krishna's flute, they become stunned, they become immobile. Even if they're chewing grass, they stop chewing. The grass is still hanging in their mouths, and they drink the nectar of the sound of Krishna's flute through the cups of their ears. And the Yamuna River becomes agitated with ecstasy, and whirlpools form, and as we read in the first verse, the lotus flowers swing to and fro.
How about the calves? What do the calves do?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're drinking milk from their mother's udders, and they can't drink, and the milk dribbles out of their mouth. They're just so absorbed. May Vrindavan be our shelter.
May Vrindavan be my shelter.
May Vrindavan be my shelter.
Now I'm going to ask you if you remember anything after I read it. But don't call out or else we'll put you in the corner. Just raise your hand if you remember something. May Vrindavan, where the peacocks, where the peacocks leap and dance to see the prince of Braja, who is more charming than a host of monsoon clouds, and where the does, the birds, and the flowering vines become jubilant, so happy to hear Srimati Radharani proudly claim the forest of Vrindavan as her property. May Vrindavan be my shelter. Does anyone remember anything? Raise your hand if you remember something. Because if not enough people remember, I'll read it again. But this time, please listen carefully. Find something to remember. May Vrindavan, where the peacocks, see the picture. The peacocks in Vrindavan, they leap and they dance. Raise your hand if you've ever seen a peacock dance. Wow. They move their tails. And it makes such an interesting sound, like the rattling of bells. The peacocks leap and dance to see the prince of Braja. What causes them to leap and dance? Seeing the prince of Braja, who is more charming than a host of monsoon clouds, and where the does, the birds, and the flowering vines become jubilant, overly happy. What is the cause of them becoming overly happy? To hear what? That Srimati Radharani proudly claims the forest as her property. Who remembers something? What do you remember? Yeah? The forest of Vrindavan is her property. Some people say even Krishna tried to claim that the forest of Vrindavan was his property. And a great argument ensued. Now all those of you who think that the forest of Vrindavan is the rightful property of Krishna? Raise your hand. All those who think that the forest of Vrindavan is the rightful property of Srimati Radharani, don't raise your hand, but say, Jai Sri Radhe.
Jai Sri Radhe.
Oh, I got it wrong. All those who think, cancel that vote. All those who think that the forest of Vrindavan is the property of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, immediately raise your hand. Okay. All those who are firmly convinced that the forest of Vrindavan is the property of Srimati Radharani. Raise your hands and say, Jai Sri Radhe.
Jai Sri Radhe!
The Barshana district has voted for Srimati Radharani. But there was an argument. Do you know what happened in that argument?
Yes, Krishna said that the reason that they disagreed that the forest belonged to him, and he said that the reason it belonged to him was because he had married Vrindadevi. So the gopis said, then bring Vrindadevi here, and we'll ask her if she really married you. And Vrindadevi came, and she took one look at Krishna, and she said, when they said, did you marry him? She said, I would never marry somebody so blackish. And then Mother Mangal said, actually, in the Vedas it says, and he quoted the verses from the Vedas where it says the forest of Vrindavan belongs to Krishna. And Lalita Devi stepped forward and said, but in the Puranas it says that the forest of Vrindavan belongs to Sri Radha. So Mother Mangal got very upset, and Lalita said, the Puranas are more recent than the Vedas, so therefore they're more authoritative. And so they argued backwards and forwards. And finally, Krishna said, all right, we'll have a coronation. So they said, all right, we'll have a coronation.
And Lalita Devi said, we're going to choose the government for Srimati Radharani's, because she's the queen of Vrindavan. And Krishna said, I'd like a position. And they said, what position do you want? And he said, I would like to be the constable.
The policeman.
And they laughed at him. And they said, you steal and lie and do all sorts of dishonest things. How could you be a constable? And he said, no, I promise. I'll be honest. I won't do anything wrong. I will be the one in charge of punishing people who go against the idea that the forest of Vrindavan belongs to Srimati Radharani. And so finally they gave him kind of like a stick so that he could march up and down while Srimati Radharani sat up on her beautiful seat. He could march backwards and forwards as the constable to make sure that everybody was in agreement with this statement. So then that was how he got his position in the government of Srimati Radharani.
Ah. May that Sri Vrindavan be my shelter.
May Vrindavan, which is splendid with the expert skill in lovers' quarrels of Srimati Radharani, the best of all virtuous heroines, and which is the witness to the gracefully dancing feet of Lord Krishna, the teacher of fine arts to the three worlds, be my shelter. May Vrindavan be my shelter.
May Vrindavan, where is Govardhan Hill, which is fortunate to be the best servant of Lord Hari, and where the Rasa dance arena, which fills the beautiful gopis with wonder, and where is the splendid sweetness of many charming forest groves, be my shelter.
May
May Vrindavan, may that Vrindavan be my shelter.
May Vrindavan be my shelter.
Thank you. So now, what we would like to do, because we had a very exciting day of not only being in Terakadamba, but chanting so many rounds. So it was a very experiential event for all of us. So what we would like everyone to do is find two other people to start discussing their experience, but without telling how many rounds you chanted, because that is your offering to Krishna, and there's a tendency to get a little, I chanted so many rounds, a little pride can enter. So the Vaishnavas don't speak about their personal bhajan in that specific way. But just turn to make groups of three and just discuss for 10 minutes your experience. Go. Now.
So we thank you all for participating in this wonderful day of association with the Holy Name, with the Holy Dham, and with each other. Tomorrow will be another wonderful day in which we will celebrate the Holy Name through kirtan. Hari Bol, Param Vijayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. And that will begin at 9 in the morning and continue until 8 in the evening. So many hours to associate with the Holy Name and the Holy Dham and the other devotees. So we thank you very much. Today's experience would not have been what it was without you, each and every one of you. So we are very grateful to you and look forward to more tomorrow.
I would like to express my gratitude to all the devotees. It was such a pleasure, personal pleasure for me to be in your association, because you were all chanting so sincerely, because it's not easy to do that, to sit down and just chant so much in one day if you're not used to it, and the mind tends to want to jump up and down and etc. But you all did so well, and it was extremely inspiring for me. I kept walking from one place to the other, and in each area the devotees were chanting so nicely. And it was so nice for me to be able to read some of the prayers of Srila Rupa Goswami, and where he really speaks of the mood of approaching his worshipable lords. And very touching, the whole experience, and heartfelt. And I'd like to thank you very much for that. And also concur with what Maharaj said, is that we're looking forward to be with you all again tomorrow and in Kirtan. It will be in a very special place in Barshana, and I think Barshana, Prashanta Mataji will speak a little about where we'll be probably and tell us more about the program. But we'd like to encourage all the devotees. It's 11 hours of kirtan, and like to encourage the devotees to participate, to fill their consciousness with the Holy Name for as many hours as they can during that time. Yeah. As many hours as you possibly can at that time. So thank you very much, and take rest early and get plenty of energy for tomorrow's wonderful experience of chanting the holy names, the Maha Mantra, and Sri Bhashana.